Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those of us immersed in politics and public policy, Tuesday's primary election will mark the end of one of the most contentious primary seasons in recent history, at least on the Republican side. Democrats in recent years have become a fairly homogenous voting bloc. They coalesce much earlier in the election cycle than the Republicans, and as a result, they have far fewer contested primaries. Montana Republicans, on the other hand, exhibit much more diversity across the political spectrum, which leads to more contested primaries. This cycle in particular has not just more contested primaries, but more three-way primaries, usually with two conservatives pitted against a moderate. If conventional wisdom holds, many of these races will see the conservatives split the vote, allowing the moderate to sneak past. If this happens, you can look for a much more moderate agenda coming out of the next legislative session. Tuesday's primaries will also mark a big push by the supporters of CI 128, the constitutional amendment legalizing abortion, to get the signatures necessary to get the amendment on the November ballot. They plan to have signature gatherers at polling locations in a final push to gather the required 60,000 signatures. Opponents, on the other hand, are urging Montanans to decline to sign. They plan to deploy an army of citizens with video cameras to record the signature gathering process in hopes of adding to the hundreds of signature-gathering violations already identified over the past 6 weeks. Audio and video clips are even being submitted by citizens who happen to see a signature gatherer and begin recording with their cell phones. In many cases, the signature gatherers simply pack up and leave when they realize they're being recorded, thus registering another victory for pro-life forces. When it comes to CI 128, it's critical to remember that it will do far more damage than the language implies. The vague wording, coupled with our liberal judiciary, will allow abortions up to the moment of birth, will allow partial birth abortions, will allow not just a doctor but any quote-unquote healthcare professional to okay a late-term abortion, and will also hamstring the legislature's ability to place reasonable regulations on the industry. It will also take away a parent's right to be notified if their minor daughter wants to get an abortion. This will allow sexual abusers to more easily cover their tracks. And lastly, because of the way reproductive healthcare is vaguely defined, the amendment could criminalize parents who try to stop their minor child from undergoing irreversible sex change procedures. All of this is hidden in an amendment that purports to do nothing more than enhance women's rights. If you'd like to stop this amendment, encourage your friends and family to decline to sign. Then, call our office and we'll connect you with those working to kill the amendment. And finally, we're pleased to announce that our keynote speaker for this year's Friends of the Family Fall Banquets will be Riley Gaines, a top-ranked swimmer who was forced to swim against a transgender male in the NC2A finals. Hers is a fascinating story of heartbreak and victory, and tickets go on sale soon on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.